Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Fermenting is a big thing nowadays, in part because of the surprising range of ingredients that can be used. For instance, you can make yogurt from ants. The science journalist Linda Geddes has done it. Good afternoon, Linda.
Good afternoon.
Now, this is something that they did first in Copenhagen. And I assume it's because of, you know, there's a lot of Michelin-starred restaurants there and it's very experimental and all that.
Well, it's actually the researchers in Copenhagen were working with a Michelin-starred restaurant in Copenhagen, but they were trying to resurrect this ancient Bulgarian recipe. So traditionally in Bulgaria in the spring, people living in villages have gone out into the woods and harvested these red wood ants. They're big ants that spray acid if you attack them, and they've made yogurt out of them. So they were inspired by this and thought that they'd, first of all, the restaurant was trying to play around with it because they are experimental up there, but also the researchers wanted to know how do you make yogurt from ants?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And you know, like, you can't, I assume, milked loads of tiny little ants.
We don't milk the ants.
Yeah. So how do you do it? Because you've done it.
I have done it. Well, according to the kind of Bulgarian tradition, what you would do is heat up some milk and then put maybe four of these ants into the milk. And then they would cover this jar of warm milk and ants with cheesecloth and then bury it inside an ant mound overnight. And the ant mound would keep it warm because you need to keep fermenting yogurt warm. And also some material from the ant mound might also fall through the cheesecloth. So the researchers actually went out to Bulgaria and spoke to villagers, and they had memories of this recipe from their grandparents and so on. So they did it there. But then they took it back to the lab in Copenhagen and tried to recreate it under more sterile conditions, I suppose, to try and work out, was it the ants? Was it the ant mound? Was it bacteria from the ants? What was it that was causing the milk to ferment into yogurt? And what they found was it's a combination of the ants and the bacteria living on them. So if you freeze the ants or if you dry them out, obviously they'd be dead, but their bacteria would also be dead, and they won't ferment milk into yogurt if they've been frozen or desiccated. So you need to have fresh ants, and it seems that it's a combination of the bacteria living on these ants and the acid inside them. The ants that they used are a kind of group of ants that will spray formic acid at if they're attacked. I'd say at their enemies. I'm not sure what constitutes an ant enemy, but if they're under threat, they'll spray formic acid at them. So it's similar to, you know, if you kind of touch a red ant nest, you get kind of a nasty rash and feels horrible. It's a similar thing. So there are some types of ants that have a lot of formic acid in them.
Yeah,
it's those ants.
Yeah, isn't that like, these are presumably there are all sorts of things on the body of an ant that might be bad for us.
Well, the researchers do say don't do this at home, because there are a couple of reasons. One is that some ants carry a parasite, a kind of liver fluke, that can be harmful to humans. Not all ants do, but there's a potential risk of that. If you're fermenting stuff, there's always a risk of you know, nasty bacteria growing and giving you food poisoning. But also the ants that they're using, these red wood ants, are in the wild. They're suffering declines all across Europe, so they don't really want people going out into the countryside digging up ant mounds and taking ants to turn them into yogurt, certainly in large numbers.
Yeah, so you did this in your home, and I'm surprised it's only four ants you need for this. How much yogurt can you produce with four ants?
Well, given that the researchers had said don't try this at home, I read their research paper closely and kind of adapted the recipe. And I should say I didn't use wild ants. I bought the ants from a supplier that grows ants. I don't know what you call it. I mean, you know, they grow ants for ant enthusiasts to keep at home, so pet ants. So I didn't go up digging up any ant mounds. But yeah, I mean, the Bulgarian recipe used four ants. So I went with four ants. The scientific recipe used a lot more ants, but it was difficult to kind of tell precisely what their method was. So I just went for four ants because I didn't want to kill too many ants. And also I only wanted to make a tiny bit of yogurt just to taste it. So I used four ants and I used 30 milliliters of warm milk. So I only produced, you know, a couple of spoonfuls.
Right. Okay, yeah. And what does it taste like, more to the point?
It was really, I mean, I was really surprised it worked. I was, you know, wasn't sure what would happen. I was expecting really that I'd end up just with, you know, some kind of milk at the end of it. But what happened was actually, I took these four ants, I crushed them up, I put in some, I'd heated the milk up and then kind of cooled it down to about 40 degrees. And then I mixed up with the ants and then I strained it through a microbiology grade sieve just to remove any parasites if there were any in there. And when I did that, actually, I saw that the milk had curdled. So, you know, already something was happening, presumably from the acid in the ants. So that was interesting. And then I put it in my normal, I make yogurt anyway, I make quite a lot of fermented stuff. So I put it in my normal yogurt maker overnight. And the next morning, I opened my yogurt maker. And I was surprised and thrilled to find that I had some yogurt. It was, you know, it was kind of gelatinous, looked like yogurt really. And it tasted very creamy. That was the really surprising thing. You know, I used normal whole milk and it tasted extremely creamy and rich, and it had a very slightly bitter edge. I don't know if that was from the plastic pot I'd made it in, but it wasn't, you know, it was actually quite nice.
Yeah, that's astounding. Linda, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was the science journalist Linda Geddes there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.